This is Radio Islam. Faisal Patel is on Twitter at Faisal Patel 143.
Assalamu alaikum. Yes, it is time for our tech show with Brother Faisal Patel. Brother Faisal, assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Welcome to Radio Islam International's tech show.
Wa alaikum assalam warahmatullahi wabarakatuh to you, Sister Anissa, to the wonderful listeners of Radio Islam International, and to my engineer, Brother Hamza, this morning. And Eid Mubarak to all of you, all the listeners, and especially to you, Sister Anissa. Hope you had a wonderful Eid.
Alhamdulillah. And you as well.
Well, I did. You know, it's tiring because it was a blessed day of Juma. It was also a very solemn Eid. I think before we start the show this morning, let us just make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ease the plight of the Palestinians at the moment. They are going through so much difficulty, and we cannot relish in our success without giving a thought to the Palestinians. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for them, inshallah.
Ameen. It is. It has been, I must say, I've been speaking to a lot of the friends that I have in Gaza, and the pictures that they've been sending, it's been really, really difficult for them. I can tell you that from just listening to them, you know, talk. And as much as they try to be positive, you obviously hear and feel their pain, because they've lost family members, friends, neighbors, people that, I mean, they're a community that's very, very close-knit. Mm. And they each know one another somehow or the other. And it's really, really sad to see what is happening. And, you know, we sit here and we make dua for them. And on Eid day, I think it was particularly difficult.
Very difficult.
Especially because they'd celebrate, well, I wouldn't say celebrated, but they had Eid before us.
Mm.
And it wasn't really Eid. When you hear the stories of the little kids and how, you know, them walking through the rubble looking for things that they'd lost, it is very, very heartbreaking. And may Allah make it easy for them, and may He give us the ability and capability to assist them in whatever way we can.
Absolutely. Ameen, inshallah.
All right, so looking at our tech show today, we're starting with cars, and we're looking at the Suzuki Espresso S Edition.
Yeah, this is absolutely wonderful. I test drove this car for a week, last week sometime, and it's garnered a lot of interest, Sister Nisa, especially from some of my colleagues here at Radio Islam International. I'm not going to mention some of the names. So we know that the Suzuki Espresso basically hails from India, and it's been tremendously successful in that subcontinent in India. So when I received the test unit from Suzuki, I was impressed with the styling, which I can describe as very unconventional and nonetheless appealing. So it does look different from the other cars that you see on the road. Now, in the S Edition, guys, which I tested, the Espresso boasts design elements such as wheel arch cladding, the side body cladding, silver upper grille garnish, and front skid plates. So it has a little bit extra as well. And then under the bonnet, now a lot of people will think that it hasn't got any oomph or any grunt. So basically, it is driven by a compact 3-cylinder 1-liter petrol engine, and it produces around 50 kilowatts and 90 newton meters torque, and drives the front wheels via a 5-speed manual gearbox. And then going on to the fuel economy, I think this is where it's very, very important, considering that, you know, the fuel prices has increased dramatically over the past few months. We've seen a slight decrease last month. So basically, it's very light on fuel. Traveling from my home in Indonesia South to Radio Islam Studios, it claimed a consumption of about 4.9 liters per 100 kilometers, which was very, very impressive, Sister Nisa. So, I mean, considering that I only live about 15 kilometers away. So just put it into Rand's perspective. If you fill 150 Rand petrol in this particular car, you are going to get anywhere between 150 and 180 kilometers, which is absolutely amazing. I mean, it is absolutely light on fuel. And then the only issue that I have or had with the Suzuki was that, you know, you sit on a raised or perched position. So sitting in the driver's seat, my head was about 10 centimeters from the roof, and it does make you feel like you're sitting on the car as opposed to inside the car. So yeah, had I been a little bit taller, I think my head would have actually touched the roof. I don't know if Mufti will actually fit in there, because he's so tall, you know. So, and then also there's no lever to actually adjust the steering column to make it higher or lower, and there's no sort of lever to adjust the height of the seat. But the dashboard, I think, was quite impressive. There's a lot of tech on display, and obviously this is the tech show. So it comes with a 7-inch infotainment touchscreen. You can connect via Android Auto or Apple CarPlay connectivity. It has a USB 12-volt charging port, and also a normal cigarette lighter charging port, which is important, especially if you want to charge your phones and other devices. places. And I mean, with my family now, I've got a family of five, including three kids, and they were also impressed with the Espresso. The luggage space is about 240 liters. It's impressive for this car size. When I'm saying that, because I managed to get a lot of things in there. And having a spacious boot, I mean, for any family is very important. And, you know, I always carry my press bag. My kids always carry their toys and, you know, a whole lot of other stuff with it. So you need that big boot space. And then also, I think this is very important. You know, you get the cars with those spaghetti or those pizza wheels, those thin ones. This one actually comes with a full spare wheel, so a full-size spare wheel. And then the Espresso, for those that want to know, starts off at around 149,900. The unit which I tested, which is the S edition, costs around 163. The new Suzuki Espresso is sold with a 5-year 200,000-kilometer warranty, 2-year 30,000-kilometer service plan, and 1-year comprehensive insurance. Now, overall, I mean, my opinion, I think the Suzuki Espresso is a good deal for the price and fun in a funky city car and should delight first-time buyers. Now, if you want to check out the whole review or you want to check out the video of that review where I tested the car and all the features inside, outside, you can head on to my YouTube channel at Faisal Patel and also just hit the subscribe and like button as well so you can get a feel and idea of what the car is. Some good reviews coming through, some good comments coming through, so maybe the listeners can check it out. And like I say, if you take it on installment, it's not bad. So it's a good runaround car and it's really efficient on fuel. I think that's what we need these days.
All right, so that sounds quite interesting. I like the Suzuki brand, so inshallah, maybe if I have a chance, I'll go and have a look at one of these. We move on to phones now. We're looking at the Oppo that launched the A74 in South Africa. Tell us a little bit about the phone.
Yeah, this is also something that is very important to people's hearts because they want flagship phones with obviously minimal cost as well. And I've got a lot of queries, especially during Ramadan. I think the people were starved during Ramadan, Sister Nisa, because our last show. Yeah, they were. You know, literally and obviously figuratively as well. Because, you know, our last show before the start of Ramadan, I was checking the SoundCloud figures, and you won't believe if I tell you, it's sitting on 10,500 plays.
Wow.
So that's amazing. So jazakallah to all those listeners. Yes. But the Oppo has been doing really, really well in South Africa. It's just taken off. And now they've launched the Oppo A74. It is a 5G smartphone in South Africa, which the company says enables its users to balance work, life, and create harmony in tasks. Now, this particular phone, for the first time locally, it's all the AI comfort, which allows for automatic screen color, brightness, and adjustment depending on user surroundings. So in sunlight and in dark conditions, whatever it is. And then the A74 has a 90 hertz hyper color screen or refresh rate that Oppo claims enhances the display's vibrancy, which is coupled with, as I mentioned, 90 hertz refresh rate. And it also boasts a 90.5 screen to body ratio. That's very important, getting a lot of screen space there. And then a very huge battery, 5000 mAh, which is very, very good, and 18 watt fast charge, so it will charge quickly as well. Now, it is kitted out with a 16 megapixel front camera, 48 megapixel rear camera with ability to capture 108 megapixel photos. Now, this is absolutely amazing. You know, I don't know how to explain it. So, it doesn't have a 108 megapixel camera. So, basically, it captures the photo and uses software to then upgrade this to 108 megapixel. And it's absolutely amazing, the detail. I've taken some photos with the Hisense that I've tested, and you can see the clarity of the photos of Radio Islam Studios. So it is available in the fluid black. The A74 features 6 gigs of memory and 128 gigs of storage, and it also houses Oppo's Color OS with Android 11 and Google App functionality while fitted with the Qualcomm processing chip. So coming on to price-wise, you can see it's not expensive. The cash price is 7,499 and is available for purchase at contracts from just 399 per month at participating Vodacom and MTN stores. So for $400, you're actually going to get a very decent phone and very good phone. And with the latest edition, there are now 5 smartphone models available in South Africa from Oppo, which includes the Reno 5G, which launched in March. So you can check out this article on my website at faisalpatel.com or Wired Tech.
All right, and then we move on to TVs, and the Toshiba has made a comeback with a new TV range for South Africans.
Yeah, I mean, when last did you hear of Toshiba? I mean, they've sort of disappeared from the TV market, and now they're actually coming back. You know, in the olden days when TV just emerged in South Africa, you either had a Telefunken or you had a Toshiba or you had a Hitachi or JVC. Those were like the top brands. So basically, they've relaunched their TVs into the South African market, and it boasts 8 stellar models and planning to introduce many more. So the Toshiba TV range is being manufactured in Cape Town, and it has created a lot of jobs and opportunities for the community there. So while they are fondly remembered as in many homes as our first TVs back in the day, or the ones our grandparents still kept until the 1990s, Toshiba, like I mentioned, is still bringing exceptional TV experiences or screen experiences and continuing their tradition of Japanese quality and innovation. Now, they first introduced their first TV. Their first color TV was introduced in 1957 and was the first to market with Android TV in 2014. Now, the latest models boast exceptional picture quality thanks to its proprietary SIVO video processing engine. And beyond their TVs, Toshiba is loved and trusted brand, not only for TVs, but for laptops, photocopiers, hard drives, USBs, and so many others as well. Mohammed Hamdi says they are excited to be reintroducing Toshiba's in South Africa. And just to quote him, he said, "We are proud to be producing TVs once again in the country, offering exceptional products to South African customers again, and building on the brand's history and deep relationship with South Africa." And the Toshiba Smart 4K LED TVs are available from Takealot and other leading retailers. And they're not expensive, says Nissan. I mean, starting at 429, and I think it's absolutely amazing and really, really cheap for those that really want to buy a TV.
That's good. All right, and then we move on to the Microsoft Surface Pro 7.
Yeah, this is another product that I am testing, and I'm going to have to give it back soon. So, you know, you're always asking me about a laptop, something that's versatile, that can be used by students and by businesses, even a working mom or a working dad. And sometimes they want a tablet and a computer, and this is what the Microsoft Surface Pro does. Now, during the month of Ramadan, if the listeners would have heard me on the news roundup program about 10:30 to about 11 o'clock, I used to actually do that via or with the Surface Pro using Skype and using TeamViewer to log into my computer at work. So it's an all-round, it can do everything. And I used to take the same tablet and before I retire to bed, you know, use it as a tablet. So you can use it as a computer and you can use it as a tablet. So they brought their devices to South Africa, that's Microsoft, but it's a limited range. There is very limited products. It's only got the Surface Laptop 3 and the Surface Pro 7. So hopefully they will bring more into the country. Now, the Surface Pro 7 is a two-in-one device, as I mentioned, that I am currently testing. It has a mouse, a stylus, keyboard, keyboard cover, and dongles. And the size of the screen is about 12.3 inch. It's also a tablet, as I mentioned, so a 12.3 inch Surface Pro tablet, which I'm currently testing, and well, I'm almost done with it. It's sport Microsoft logo in the finish. So if you look at the back, it's really beautifully designed. It weighs around 1 kilogram. The Surface Pro is light, it's easy to carry around, and slim enough to fit in a regular bag. So for students, even for business people, it's for representatives, those that are, you know, going from shop to shop selling their products, absolutely amazing. It's easy to use, Sister Nisa. If you're used to Microsoft Office and use Word, you'll be glad to know that changes to Word or Excel are in real time with autosave on Microsoft's OneDrive, which comes with 1 terabyte storage. If you have Microsoft 365 access, previously it was called Office 365. Now, what sets it apart from other tablets, it's an operating system. It runs Windows 10. Now, Windows 10 is an actual desktop OS as opposed to other tablets that still run on a mobile OS like the iPad and Samsung's and many others. So, the Surface Pro also is powered by Intel's 10th generation Core i5 processor. It has 8 gigs of RAM and 256 gigs of storage. And like I mentioned, you know, it's so versatile. Unlike some tablets, it has a 3.5 millimeter audio jack. It has a USB-C port and a USB port. It means you can plug your flash drive into this tablet. Wi-Fi, Bluetooth, but it has no Ethernet port or SIM slot, so you can't use it as a calling device or get calls on it. Battery life is not bad at all. I use the Surface Pro, as I mentioned, during the news roundup program on Radio Islam for about an hour for the week using apps such as Skype, TeamViewer, and Word, and it lasted me the entire week, so about 6 hours. I only had to charge it at the end of the week. On standby mode, it's also good. Coming on to the offers, as I mentioned, it is a two-in-one offer, various modes for students, professionals, anyone wanting a tablet and computer that pair the grunt with ease. Now, it doesn't come cheap. It retails for around 26,999 rand, while the keyboard cover will set you back 3,399 and the stylus around 1,999. So if you add up all that, it comes out to about 32,000 rand, but you're getting a tablet and a computer in one. Now, that review, the YouTube video of it, is on my YouTube channel. You can check it out there on Faisal Patel, and also hit the subscribe and like button as well.
All right, so that's the Microsoft Surface Pro 7. Interesting, Microsoft, how they've developed, their different, I would say, suites and things like that as time. It just evolves so often as time goes by.
The only thing, when you buy the Microsoft products, and whether you buy a normal computer, which is a Windows computer, obviously, you're going to have to buy the software packages. Yes. And we're so used to using Excel, Word, PowerPoint, whatever it is, Microsoft Outlook. And you have to obviously subscribe to this. But if you really love your Windows computers, and this Microsoft Surface Pro 7 is absolutely wonderful, and majority of the people are using Windows-based computers. So if your son or yourself at home, the mom, the dad, or if you have children that are going to university, wants a two-in-one, and if you want to buy them or you want to look at this, I think it's a good buy. It really is nice, and it's really versatile as well, and it's an operating system that a lot of people are using at the moment.
Absolutely. So I think that's something, if you are interested in, to look at, especially if you like the Microsoft brand as well. So we move on to watches, and I know you've been talking a lot about the Huawei Watch GT2 Pro, especially with regards to the moon phases.
Sister Anissa, at the beginning of Ramadan, and this is just going to be a light-hearted side of it, at the beginning of Ramadan, I took a screen grab of the moon phase on the Huawei Watch GT2 Pro, and it showed a 0.0% illumination. That means the visibility of the moon in layman's terms. And, I didn't say whether the moon is going to be sighted or not. I mean, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. We can't, actually predict what's going to happen and what's not going to happen. The watch was right to a certain extent, where the moon wasn't sighted and we started fasting the next day. Right, and as we came closer to Eid last week sometime, again I took a screen grab of the moon phase, and it showed a 0.1% illumination of the moon. That's the new moon. You must remember, it is a new moon, and I didn't say the moon is going to be sighted or not, and again it was correct. And Malana Baham coming on and say the moon hadn't been sighted anyway, and it was quite correct. It played a crucial role because it gave me some sort of indication. And after my tweets, when I put it up, I got a lot of people asking me, where's this watch available? How does it work? A lot of interest in it. I've been really enjoying it. I think it's very, very accurate, and it has really swayed me away from the Apple Watch at the moment. So I'm not using my Apple Watch. I'm using the Huawei. I wanted this particular one because it is the moon phase edition, and twice now it's been correct. But like I mentioned, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best, and the moon sighting is in his hands. We can't predict anything, even a little device like that as well.
Definitely. So those are our topics for today. I think very interesting with regards to all of the different things that we've looked at, from cars to phones to watches. And inshallah, you'll have more for us next week.
Absolutely, Sister Anissa. But I want to just share something with our listeners before we conclude. If you'd have read one of the stories on Radio Islam's website yesterday, you would have known that Israeli occupation forces bombed a building, an office block yesterday, which housed Al Jazeera and Associated Press offices, or their bureau where they were. Now remember that the news that we're getting, like you getting from Gaza, and I'm getting from my sources in Gaza, including me being on the Gaza Health Ministry WhatsApp group, the only way we can report on what is happening in Gaza, the only way we can see visuals of what is happening in Gaza, the videos that's coming out. You heard in a bulletin the sound clip that I got about a doctor speaking about a little boy that got paralyzed. That was sent to me, or sent in a group that I'm part of, which is the Gaza Health Ministry. Technology has played a very important role in showing us and making us compassionate about what is happening in Gaza. The pictures, the articles, the voice clips, the sound, whatever it is, it's a power of technology that allows us to see what is happening there. And I think that's why I always emphasize that technology is as good or as bad as you use it. In this case, we are using it to bring all the news from Gaza to our listeners on Radio Islam, including pictures, sound, interviews, everything. It has made the world such a small place that we can reach out with our hand and actually touch and hug the people of Gaza and share our sorrow with them.
Absolutely. I think without social media, most people today wouldn't know what was happening in Gaza, especially around the world. I mean, I've seen clips of Americans who have suddenly been become woke, as they say, because they've never seen any of this before or they've never heard of it. And suddenly everything, I mean, if you go onto TikTok, it's like your feed is just filled with items from Palestine. And I mean, I can't blame them for that. It's the only way they can get their stories out.
Absolutely. And I just want to end with this when I say that no matter who you are, no matter how much you hate technology or love technology, if you see a picture of a child, which I tweeted last week, in a Gaza hospital, and if you look at this child and if your heart doesn't break, then I don't think that you have any human compassion. You know, for us to realize, like you mentioned, the Americans got awake, is when you see these pictures and you see the horror of what the Israeli army is doing there, it just makes you really, really compassionate. And, you know, we are so fortunate that our children and we ourselves don't have to go through it, but we can only make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect them and envelope them with His mercy and destroy this Israeli army.
Ameen. Well, that brings us to the end of today's show. Inshallah, we'll be back with our tech show next week, Sunday.
Absolutely, Sister Anissa. Jazakallah. It's so absolutely wonderful to be back again. The listeners can get hold of me on Twitter and at FaisalPatel143. That's on Twitter, on Facebook.com/FaisalPatel, also on Instagram at FaisalPatel143. And remember my YouTube channel, the Suzuki Espresso Review is there. The Microsoft Surface Pro 7 is there as well. Check out those videos, hit the like button and also subscribe. And if there's still anything you want to, you know, engage me with, email me at faisal@radioislam.co.za, and inshallah we'll try to address many of those questions. To you, Sister Anissa, jazakallah so much, really appreciate it, and speak to you next week
inshallah.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.